This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy May. Federal authorities have arrested two men on terror charges for allegedly plotting to bomb or shoot up sites, including the White House and Trump Tower in New York, in attacks inspired by the Islamic State group. Jalen Christopher Molina of Texas and Christopher Sean Matthews of South Carolina are both charged with conspiracy to provide material support to a designated foreign terrorist organization. They were arrested in different states last week. A federal public defender for Molina did not immediately respond to a request for a comment. Court records show that attorney for Matthews has not been assigned. Oregon Governor Kate Brown is sending in state troopers and sheriff deputies to Portland, Oregon for the weekend to help keep local police in the state's largest city monitor competing Saturday protests. The right-wing group Proud Boys is holding a demonstration and counter-protests by liberal groups are expected. Brown said Friday she is going to giving leadership of police in the city over the weekend to the commanders of the state police and local sheriff's office. Portland has had violent protests for more than 3 months following the killing of George Floyd. In Minneapolis, they went into lull during recent wildfires, but they resumed this week. Breonna Taylor's family is demanding that Kentucky authorities release all body camera footage, police files, and the transcripts of the grand jury hearings that led to no charges against police officers who killed the black woman during a March raid at her apartment. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. South Korea said Saturday that it will ask North Korea to further investigate the shooting death of a South American official. As public and political outrage over the killing grew, South Korea said it would call for a joint probe into the case with the North if needed. In a rare move on Friday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un apologized for the fatal shooting of the South Korean fisheries official, saying it was meant to prevent the spread of the new coronavirus. The apology came a day after South Korean officials said the North soldiers killed the man and doused his body in fuel and set it on fire. A military transport plane carrying Air Force Air Force cadets crashed and burst into flames near a highway in northeastern Ukraine on Friday evening, killing at least 22 people on board, according to officials. The aircraft crashed while trying to land during a training exercise, according to the general staff of the armed forces, Ruslan Kamchak, in a statement, adding that at least two more people were critically injured. Video posted by the Deputy Interior Minister on Friday on Facebook showed the plane and flames near a road and smoke billowing upwards in the night sky. The Panama Canal Authority said it has won an arbitration ruling on Friday for $265 million to be returned to it from the consortium that can build the third set of locks for the key transoceanic waterway. The authority cited a decision from a Miami-based arbitration board it said was issued earlier on Friday. Google's parent company has reached a $310 million settlement in a shareholder lawsuit over its treatment on allegations of sexual misconduct by executives. Thousands of Google employees walked out of work in protest in 2018 after the New York Times revealed Android creator Andy Rubin received $90 million in severance, even though several employees filed misconduct allegations against him. Shareholder lawsuits followed in 2019, and Google launched a board investigation over how it handles sexual misconduct allegations. Alphabet Inc. said Friday it will prohibit severance packages for anyone fired for misconduct or in the subject of sexual misconduct investigation. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.